Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Hi, this is Dan Keating. And we're now at the very end of chapter 6, beginning of chapter 7 of Exodus, and we're getting now into the plagues. But before we look at the first plague, let's just summarize where we're going. At the end of 6, verse 28 to 30, Moses again says, "I'm a poor speaker. Why would Pharaoh listen to me?" He repeats his complaint that he's really not fit for this task. Isn't this the constant experience that we face? We were asked by God to do things, and of course, we don't really have the ability to do them, and so we want out. We want to beg off and say, "Lord, I can't do this. This isn't me. Please give me something else. Leave me alone," something like that. The Lord pays no attention. Starting in verse 7, running for the first 7 verses, the Lord opens his mind, you might say. This first 7 verses really is something like a synopsis of what's going to happen between now and the end of the plagues. So let's look at it. The Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron shall be your prophet." Like God, meaning power over him, the word of, he's God's own mouthpiece to Pharaoh. "You shall speak all that I command you. You and your brother Aaron shall tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go out of the land." Well, they've been doing that now several times. It hasn't worked. But then the Lord says, "But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and I will multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. When Pharaoh does not listen to you, I will lay my hand upon Egypt and bring my people, the Israelites, company by company out of the land of Egypt by great acts of judgment. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring out the Israelites from among them." Moses and Aaron did so. They did just as the Lord commanded them. Despite the reluctance Moses shows, he's obedient to the Lord. Now, what does the Lord say? "I'm not going to do one little thing and they're going to go. In fact, I'm hardening Pharaoh's heart." This is, of course, a great mystery, because it also says in these same chapters, Pharaoh hardened his own heart. And I think the best way to see this is that the Lord knows the work of unbelief in the heart. He's provoking it in a sense, but it's Pharaoh who in the end hardens his heart. The Lord creates, you might say, the conditions in order to bring his glory. But even though the Lord is setting this up, Pharaoh himself is also responsible, because in the face of what God has done, he hardens his own heart against the Lord. Okay, then he says, I'm going to multiply signs and wonders so that everyone will see that I am the Lord. This is going to be crucial. Look at what then happens. In the next section, Aaron's miraculous rod turns into a snake. Perform a wonder. So they went to Pharaoh. Aaron threw down his staff before Pharaoh and his officials. It became a snake. But Pharaoh, with his wise men and sorcerers, could do the same. And so they weren't impressed in a certain way. The Lord's, it wasn't revealed. It wasn't so clear what God was doing, because they could do the same thing. We see here with this first plague, which is a very momentous plague, very symbolic, the waters shall turn to blood, the waters of the Nile and all the pools, the canals, and so on. They became as blood and undrinkable throughout the land. This was the first plague. And they carried it out. They promised to do it. They did it. Pharaoh refused to let the people go. But then what happens? The plague comes to pass. The waters turn to blood. But it says, Pharaoh's heart remained hardened. Why? Because the magicians of Egypt did the same by their secret arts. They're not yet recognizing the hand of the Lord as worthy of their attention. It's not yet clear to them who this one is. And so the Lord is going to beat upon the door, plague after plague after plague. And we're actually going to be skipping in our readings most of these plagues and get to the end of them. But I think it's important to see, and I'll offer this, how do the plagues relate to our life? I mean, this just looks like some pretty amazing and kind of wild time when all these things struck the land. And of course, it is unique. But I think it's worth seeing that the plagues are like the judgments against the gods of Egypt and those like Pharaoh that represent them. They're judgments. Look at the life of Jesus. In many ways, his ministry, not just in teaching and preaching, but by signs and wonders, by deliverance, delivering from evil spirits. He talks about binding the strong man. The plagues of Egypt are really fulfilled in the ministry of Jesus. And just as the plagues of Egypt all by themselves did not free the people, but prepared the way, so the miracles of Jesus don't deliver the people, but prepare the way for the great act, the act of the Passover, that's going to deliver the people from Egypt, and the Lord's Passover that's going to deliver us from the power of the devil. So we'll be looking forward now to the coming time, the work of the plagues, and the conclusion of this, when the Lord will fully deliver his people as promised.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.